Wir starten mit Miriam und jetzt geht das Interview auf Englisch los. So, hello, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, guten Tag. Mein Name ist Miriam Donahue. Ich komme aus Irland und das ist meine Deutsch. That is all my German.
We can talk later a little bit German if you want.
I can practice, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
But I guess we will start in English too.
Perfect, yes.
Yes, okay. So you're playing tonight in Tübingen?
Yes, I play in Club Voltaire in Tübingen. I played there 3 years ago and they asked me back, so I'm delighted to be playing there tonight.
So you are excited?
Yes, yes. The last time I played, I had a really, really nice gig. A really friendly audience, and by the end of the night, everybody was singing together, and it was really nice. It was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it will be.
I hope it's the same.
Yes, yeah. I hope so too. Yeah. You are born in Galway in Ireland, and now living in Dublin.
Yes. Yeah, I'm from the west of Ireland, from Galway, and I moved to Dublin about 7 years ago because. Well, there was more music venues, more places to play, and also for my other job. So I'm a musician, and I also work making costumes for film and TV. So there's a lot more work in Dublin. So I just finished working on Vikings, you know, this TV series.
Yes.
So I was making costumes for Vikings. For the last few years, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
quite
cool.
Impressive.
Really, it was really cool show, yeah. So
let's talk a little bit about Dublin. What do need people to see in Dublin, and why is the city so great?
Dublin, the people, I think the big thing about Ireland is the people are very friendly, and they like to have fun, and they like live music, and you know, they like to go out and listen to lots of music. And I think Dublin now is very cosmopolitan, actually. It's really grown in the last few years. And there's so many things for tourists. Yeah. On a rainy day, though, you know, you're going to end up in a pub somewhere, I think, listening to music. But yeah, or go to the Guinness Brewery, or, you know, there's lots of history there. A lot of Viking history there as well, actually. So it's an interesting place. Lots of really good food, really good venues. Yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah.
So you grew up in the western part of Ireland and
yes.
Now live in the eastern part. So
yes.
I personally heard there are many differences in west and eastern Dublin from the Tara, yeah.
Yeah, the nature is very different. So in Galway, I was living by the sea and by the Atlantic Ocean, and it was very wild and very easygoing, actually, in Galway. Galway city is very relaxed city. It's not really a city, it's like a town. And life is slow and creative and gentle. And in Dublin, it's very busy. It's a busy, busy city. But now I've moved a little bit outside of Dublin, so I'm back beside the sea, and I think that's where I'm happiest, actually, by the sea. It's my natural place is by the sea. Yeah.
So you arrived yesterday in Germany?
Yes, yes.
The weather is is quite warm.
Sehr, how do I say hot in German?
Heiß.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sehr heiß. Yeah. It's really good. It's beautiful, but yeah, it's really hot.
Yeah, the weather in Ireland is colder.
Es schlecht. Yeah, this is Es regnet alles Zeit.
Okay.
Yeah.
On social media, I saw you posted a photo of a beer. Was it German beer?
Yes, it was local beer. Local to I think it's from. Oh, I can't remember the name, but it's near Herschau.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brewery, maybe 20 minutes, maybe more. It was delicious. Really good. Really good. Because yesterday I was supposed to arrive at 3 p.m. and with Ryanair. And do you fly Ryanair? No?
No.
So don't fly Ryanair. So I got to Tübingen. I think it was 9 o'clock. So yeah, I got to Stuttgart at about 8 o'clock. So the flight was 4 or 5 hours late landing in Stuttgart. So I was really in need of a delicious beer by the end of my travels.
And you live in Dublin, so the famous beer in Dublin is Guinness. Yes.
Yeah, I don't drink it.
You don't drink it?
No, no.
So yeah. You like the German beer more?
Yeah, I prefer Weiss beer, actually. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the best.
So let's talk a little bit about your music, because okay. You're a musician.
Yes.
How would you describe yourself, your genre?
My style, I would have listened to, when I was growing up, a lot of Paul Simon and Suzanne Vega, and also loved Bjork and Tori Amos and PJ Harvey. So I think I have a big variety of music that I like. And so while I play folk music, I think it's more indie. Another song could be more blues. Another song is more jazz. So every song has a little influence from a different genre. So, but ultimately it's folk, kind of modern folk music. Yeah.
Did you ever try it on other genre?
Another style?
Yes.
I actually used to play bass guitar with a band. They were like a punk pop kind of band. They were called Dot. It was a bit like we had 4-part harmonies and lots of electric guitars. And it was, very, very different. It was really fun as well, but completely different to what I play now. Yeah.
So, but folk is still your main genre?
Yes, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
For now.
We heard a Streetcar.
Yes.
At the beginning. How did the song create?
I wrote Streetcar when I was in New York. I was on holidays visiting a friend, and we did a road trip from New York to DC. So it's actually about this, like, driving through these big roads, big American roads. And I find it's really different to Ireland, you know. The roads are just so massive, and there's no pathways, there's no pedestrians, and the only people we saw walking were homeless people or, you know, druggies or, you know, and it's just everyone is in their car, everyone is in a box, separate from each other. So this was the idea. We all live in, the line in the song is, we all live in boxes, and that's about that, like, afraid of what we see. And we gave our boxes little wheels so that we felt free. So that's the idea behind that line, is this. So, yeah.
Okay. If you are ready, we can listen to a live song from you.
Okay. Ooh, no pressure.
Good luck.
Don't make mistakes. Okay. So I will play another song from the album, and it's called Bookmarks.
So it was a really nice song, I personally think.
Thank you.
How did this song create?
How was the song created? Yes. So this was me sitting in my bedroom, just playing guitar, and it arrived. Sometimes a song will just arrive in the air. You're just listening to your guitar and you hear something, like you hear a word, and it fits. And it was like this with this song. And I think the words started to arrive, and then I found out what it was about as it wrote itself. It felt like it wrote itself. It's a funny thing. You know, creativity is like that. Sometimes you can't explain why it comes. It just comes. So, but the song is kind of about bookmarks of, like, in life. Like a memory is a bookmark, you know, like a passing of time, you know, like a snapshot of your life. There's also a line about folding corners to mark times to which we would return. So when you read a book, you fold the corner, you know, it's like a little bookmark. But we do the same in our life as well. We make bookmarks, important memories, you know. So it's about this idea. I think as well, as the song went on, I started to... I talk about making paper boats and... like it's a bit of a fantasy, I think, imagination song. You know, you get into the paper boat with the person you love, and it's about, I don't know, about life and memories, and I think lots of things, lots of images.
Okay, let's talk about a little bit when you're writing a song and about your creativity. Do you have any habits or rituals when you're writing songs?
No, I think the most important thing I can do is pick up my guitar. I think just play, you know, because sometimes I'm very bad and I don't practice enough and I'm lazy and then I wonder why I'm not writing. But as soon as I pick up my guitar, there's always a new idea there, and I just have to play. I think the most important thing for any artist is just pick up the tool, pick up your instrument, pick up your paintbrush, you know. And the rest will come if you just do that much, you know. I think that's the most important thing for me anyway, is just to pick up the guitar and play, and make sure I play for at least 10 minutes and see what happens.
Okay. I heard that the style you play the guitar is finger picking, called
finger picking.
Yes, what is it? I never heard it.
Really?
No.
Okay, so like some people strum, so like strumming. But finger picking is this more.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
So you're picking, that's it. So you can pick in any pattern. And I think for me, when I started to finger pick, it just suited my voice better than strumming. It's more subtle, it's more gentle and more mellow. And so my voice is mellow. And so I think it fits really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I personally don't like my voice. I guess it's normal that people don't like
it. Oh, yeah. Nobody likes their voice.
But you have a great voice. Do you like your own voice?
No. Sometimes no. Like, it's funny. Yeah. I don't think anybody... Sometimes I like it, but I'm always critical. I'm always critical. Yeah.
Yes.
I think this is normal.
Okay. You said you have finished your job as... Kostümschneiderin, how we say it in Germany.
Costume Schneider?
Schneiderin, yes.
Schneiderin, okay.
Do you have any plans for the future now in music?
In music, I have a lot of songs. So I have my first album, and I think I should do a second album. And I have a lot of songs that I need to... I have some that I have finished, and I need to finish some more. And I think a second album would be really nice. I went to Iceland last year to do a music residency. So I spent a few weeks there writing new songs. And so I have about 6 or 7. So yeah, I need to finish a second album. Would be nice. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your first album, Paperscapes.
Paperscapes, yeah.
Yes. How long did it take to write the entire album?
I think the album... Some of the songs were 5 years old, maybe, by the time they were on the album, maybe 6. So they were like, they were like Streetcar is quite an old song. I think I wrote that about like 8 years ago. And some of them were newer. So, yeah, it was just kind of the best of. I just picked the best songs I felt from... like over 8 years of writing. So it wasn't really like, I think I was just writing, not with a plan to make an album. I just liked writing songs. And then somebody said, you should make an album. You should put them together.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Music started for you as a hobby? And
yes. Yeah. I didn't play guitar until my 20s. I didn't play anything. And then when I started... As soon as I started to play guitar, I started to write immediately. And but then I still didn't really think of it as anything but a hobby. But my friends kept saying to me, you need to do something more. And eventually I listened and I started to play gigs and yeah, and then I started to play festivals and was on Irish TV and on the radio and yeah, so it's good.
So there was never a moment you could credit your decision?
There's one friend I credit actually, because we were out and she introduced me to someone, one of her friends. And she said, oh, this is Miriam, she's a musician. And this was before I had started gigging. And she was like, oh, yeah, Miriam, she's a great musician. That's what she does. And I liked how it felt. I was like, okay, yeah, that feels kind of cool, actually, to say I'm a musician. So I thought, okay, cool, maybe be a musician. Maybe you should have a gig. So I booked my first gig. And about 70 people came, all my friends, and they sat on the floor or sat where, and it was this very small room. And I was so happy. It felt so good to finally do it. Yeah. So that was it.
Was there ever a gig which did not run quite well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me think. Yes. Yeah, there was a festival I played called Knockin' Stockin'. It's in Wicklow. And it was raining and all the electrical equipment started to crackle and explode on stage while I was playing. Yeah, yeah. So, and I couldn't hear anything from the amps. I couldn't hear myself. And yeah, it was very dangerous. So I, yeah, it was awful, like very scary. So I think that was pretty bad. we had to stop the gig because, yeah, of the rain and the electrical equipment. So
okay. Mm. Are there ever cities or countries you want to play but you did not play?
I would love to go back to New York, actually. I played not in a gig. I just was playing. There's a musician called Mark Geary. He's an Irish musician. He plays a lot in Europe as well, actually. And I met him in a pub in New York and we sat and we had a night of just playing music in a pub, but not a proper scheduled gig. It was just we were playing and it was really nice. So I remember thinking, yeah, New York, I'd love to go back and play there at a bigger venue. Yep.
And you play in many European countries or...?
So far, Germany, and I've played in Switzerland, in Zurich, and in Spain, and that's it, yeah. So.
Okay. Did you have any weird fan moment or something like that?
Any weird fan moments? Just nice moments. I had a very nice moment with, I played a gig and this woman came up to me afterwards, an older woman, she was in her 60s maybe, and I had written a song about swimming in the sea, and she heard it on the radio, I think, before the gig. And so she came along just because of that song, because she's a big swimmer, sea swimmer. So I thought it was kind of cool that she drove for 2 hours just to see me because of one song that she heard. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Okay, you tried at the beginning of the show to speak some German words.
Yeah.
So do you have any German words you really like or don't like?
My favorite German word is... einfach klasse.
You know what it means?
Simply classic.
Yes.
Yeah, I learned that in school. And I can swear. Can I swear?
Sure.
I can swear on radio. I always laugh at verdammte Scheißdreck or Scheiße. So it's very important. You should always learn how to curse, how to swear in another language.
Yes, but I personally, as a German, would say this are very friendly.
They're not harsh.
Yes.
And also I laugh, there's a place called Rottenburger
Yes.
Rotten. In English, this is really funny.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. No, I understand. Yes.
So I was just laughing, like rotten burger. And then I think Bratwurst is a funny German word too.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. Yeah. Sausage. I think that's very, very funny. But yeah. Rotten burger. Anything else? That's all I can think of.
Okay, when I look at the clock, it's almost half hour over.
It's very quick.
Sadly. Yeah. Do you want to play a last song?
Okay, I will. Okay. Thank you. I'll play one called Poetry.
Heute Abend im Club Voltaire um 20:30. Do you have any last words you want to say?
Come to Club Voltaire tonight at 8:30, halb achtzig. No, halb achtzehn? No, halb acht.
Halb neun. Halb neun.
Ah, it's half nine. Okay.
Yes.
Instead of saying half eight, you say half before nine. Yes, that's it. Club Voltaire.
German language is sometimes complicated.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yep.